Nowadays, food and drink are very tightly regulated in most countries, with legislation determining what is and what isn't acceptable for consumption. It wasn't always so, however. In the United States, early food regulation started in 1906 with the Pure Food and Drug Act, which marked the first time the federal government began to intervene in the food and drug business. The bill proved ineffective, however, and the law was revised into the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act in 1937. This set the stage for further government intervention in the food, drug, and agricultural markets, especially in the United States. Agriculture and the food system in its entirety is based on models that focus on financial profitability at the expense of social and environmental integrity. Therefore, it is important to have those regulations to balance this economic orientation somewhat with the public interest for high food quality, security, safety, as well as animal well-being, environmental protection, and health. Since companies always tend to try to pursue higher profits in a capitalist system, even at the expense of long-term sustainability, it's important that these regulations exist to prevent food producers from cutting corners at the expense of the public's health. Especially in this era of industrialized food production, it is very easy for mishaps to happen, and in the food industry, mishaps can spell disaster for the general public when it comes to their health and lives. Of course, these laws aren't perfect. They are written by human beings susceptible to human fallibility and vices. There has to be a certain degree of trust in the system, however, for it to work successfully. Still, consumers should be vigilant and protest and lobby in order to protect themselves and feel certain that the food they ingest is not only nourishing, but also safe.